Perhaps the big turning point in Friday night's game at Finn Park came just after Michael Funston had fired Finn Harps 2-0 in front shortly before the half hour. Harps were playing well and looked to be on their way to a much needed victory. But they let their opponents right back into the game when they conceded a soft goal. Davin O'Neill setting up Martin Deedy, who took advantage in a lapse in concentration at the back to ghost in at the back post and turn the ball home. All of a sudden, it was game on, and even with the best part of an hour still to play, you could sense a fair degree of concern among the home supporters. That concern seemed to transpire onto the pitch as well. This Harps team has been really struggling of late, and that Cove goal turned the game on its head. Where Harps were in control and playing some wonderful football, suddenly the Cork side sensed there could well be something in it for them. Still, even before half-time, Peter Hutton's men had chances to kill off the Cove challenge. Kevin McHugh and Sean McCarron both went close, and the Cove defence looked decidedly shaky when defending from set pieces. On one occasion, Thomas McMonagall saw a close-range header scrambled off the line. It was from one of those set-piece situations that Harps had gone in front on 17 minutes. Michael Funston delivered an inviting cross from his free kick on the right, and Keith Cowan's header at the back post looped into the far corner over the keeper, Shane Hallahan. Funston then scored his third goal in four games, controlling Kevin McHugh's pass on his chest before rifling a shot across the keeper and just inside the post. But within 90 seconds at the other end, Martin Deedy got Cove right back in the game with his team's opening goal. Within a minute of the restart, the same player almost drew his team level when, from a direct free kick from just over 20 yards, his delightful free came back off the crossbar. But Cove eventually got the equaliser that was almost inevitable. Teenage striker Kynan Rocks was allowed to run from just inside the Harps half before shooting past Kieran Gallagher from the edge of the box. It was a brilliant finish from the 17-year-old, and it denied Harps what would have been a much-needed win ahead of the visit of the league leaders Longford Town next weekend. Final score, it was Finn Harps 2, Cove Ramblers 2.